Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bertena. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Bertena. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Epstein reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGraw moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Peterson reaches second base with a double. French moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is walked intentionally. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. French scores. There goes Peterson trying to get to home. Bradford throws the ball into Alomar, who relays the ball to McNerney, who tags Peterson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Bradford goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMullen tags and scores. One out. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertena hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a line drive towards first. McCraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Frank Bertena. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bradford strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. McNerney moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. French strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Brian pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.